This Mother's Day, celebrate the extraordinary women in your life with a heartfelt gift from Blue Nile. Whether it's for your mom, a mother figure, or yourself as a mom, find that perfect piece to express your love and appreciation. Explore Blue Nile's exquisite pearls and mesmerizing gemstones that she's sure to love. Enjoy fast shipping options like guaranteed free shipping and returns. Make this Mother's Day unforgettable with a piece from Blue Nile. Right now, get up to 50% off at BlueNile.com. That's BlueNile.com.
Even when we're on a budget, we still deserve nice things. Quince is a place to scoop up stunning high-end goods for 50 to 80% less than similar brands. They have buttery soft cashmere sweaters starting at $50, luxurious Italian leather bags, and so much more. Plus, Quince only works with factories that use safe, ethical, and responsible manufacturing. Get the high-end goods you'll love without the high price tag with Quince. Go to quince.com/style for free shipping and 365-day returns.
America needs a tidal wave of the old-time religion.
I have sinned against you.
How dare you!
We have no need to doubt God.
The heart of Babylon is preparing the nations to receive the Antichrist.
I didn't even build that house with money from the church. I built it with money from my book.
I don't make this stuff up.
Repenting of your sin.
It is a moral issue.
They got together and swore a pact to the devil.
I just enjoy seeing people worship, praising God.
Hey, everybody, and welcome to
Believe It
or
Not, the
nope.
Show where we believe it
or one time.
Time zero.
Times 10.
Any belief times zero is zero. And I think my wallet fell out of my pocket. Sorry.
Do you want me to call it?
Yeah. Hello.
We have fun, but we have something very serious to talk about today.
Oh, jeez.
And that is losing wallets.
Oh, okay. Well, I mean, if you go to church and you dump a lot of money in the collections plate, you're kind of losing your wallet.
That's
there,
true.
Right? I mean, they say that's charity, but I mean, yeah. I think there's better charities you could dump your money to than the church.
Like, I think a good charity to dump your money into is...
My gambling fund.
Hello.
Heyo. No, sorry. But what's a good one?
Oh, I was going to say IMDb.
Oh. What? Like getting IMDb Pro or something?
Yeah.
Yeah. Well, I mean, that can be useful for some people. It has its perks,
that
I guess.
Zach Galifianakis between two ferns. He's like, I've been doing a lot of work with this charity called IMDb.
It's been a while since I've watched those.
It's been a while.
Yeah.
Damien, have you ever had a breakup?
Yeah.
What's that like?
I mean, it's not great.
Oh, okay. The church, too, has had breakups.
Yeah, with each other, with their people, with everything,
with itself,
right?
Yeah. With itself, yeah.
Can you break up with yourself? I guess if you're changing who you are.
Yeah.
You break up with your past self.
You break up with your past self, and you start a new self.
I'm thinking about doing that if I ever, like, commit a crime, and then I'll break up with myself, and then I won't have to go to jail.
Yeah. According to Yellow Jackets, it's not as easy as they make it seem on TV.
Breaking up with yourself?
To create a secret identity.
Oh. Yeah. Okay. I never really thought it was that easy.
Yeah, me neither.
But... I've never tried.
No, me neither.
So, who knows? I mean, I think doing podcasts and stuff and having, you know, a where people who know who you are makes it harder to.
Yeah.
Secret identity. If I was just still Joe Blow, I'm still mostly Joe Blow.
Yeah.
But if I was just like Joe Blow, then
it
might be a little easier.
Exactly.
That'd be a good secret identity name, actually, Joe Blow.
Joe Blow. And because nobody would be like, oh, that's a fake name.
No.
You wouldn't choose that as a name.
Yeah.
I used to always wonder when I was a kid if my parents were hidden, like secret identity, even though like we have a huge family and there's no way. Like, but just because their names were John and Jane, like my parents were named John and Jane, I'm like, why would you pick that?
Right. Well, it seems like a lot of religious groups, they love going really plain Jane, like Bible names and things like that. John, Jane, Jack.
Yeah.
Ruth.
And then my aunt and uncle were Ron and Rachel.
Ron and Rachel. Oh.
And it's like...
I had an Uncle Ron.
Oh, really?
Mm-hmm.
Nice guy.
Yeah.
But the church has been breaking up pretty much since the beginning.
Mm.
When
they can't agree on anything.
They can't agree on anything. Early on, it was Gnosticism versus not Gnosticism. There was a lot of schisms, and then you had the Nicene Creed and the Nicene Council, where they're like, okay, what do we think are the central ideas so that we never have this problem again?
Yeah,
so
what is this actually about? What are we doing? Come on, guys, let's figure it out.
Yeah.
And so that didn't work?
That didn't work. Because in 1054, we had the Great Schism, or the East-West Schism, and that's when the Roman Catholic Church and the Eastern Orthodox Church split up over a lot of issues, mostly papal authority. Is the Pope in charge, or do we have our own leadership?
And then a few years ago we had the PayPal authority. Right?
Yeah.
Do they still have PayPal?
I use PayPal.
Okay. I never really used it, so
that's how
I have a couple times maybe, but I'm like, I don't want to do this.
I get my Patreon money through PayPal.
Do they make you do that?
Oh,
okay.
Especially because I'm Canadian.
I guess they could have Venmo'd you, right?
Yeah.
That's what they do in the States.
Yeah, they do Venmo down there.
But we have Interac e-transfer. It's free.
Better.
Sorry.
And so another, they had issues too, whether to use leavened bread or unleavened bread for communion. And
Well, what difference does that make?
Where can God hang out in unleavened bread? How does God fit in there?
In unleavened bread?
Yeah, there's no holes for God to fit
in. Oh, God has to fit in the holes?
That's what I assume.
Well, wouldn't he just be like a topper?
Yeah.
A red pepper jelly or something like that?
Oh, spread that on would top? Be nice. I love that. Red pepper jelly and cream cheese. I've talked about this before, I feel like, but it's such a good
red comedy. Pepper jelly and cream Jesus.
Cream Jesus. Amen. Have you seen that? I think I sent it to you, the Christ cream. I'll put a picture on. Somebody started Jesus-themed ice cream company, I think, called Christ Cream.
Oh, my goodness.
And it's very disturbing.
Well, that'd be good, though. I'm sure it's... What are the flavors?
That's a good
blood?
Question. Just Jesus.
Blood.
Thorns, blood and flesh.
Flesh, yeah. I don't know.
That's like that Simpsons. It's Noah's Ark jelly beans. Oh, does it have two of every flavor? No, just plain. And then there's also the Protestant Reformation, and that was another split where...
how many splits do we have so far now?
So far, we're basically three.
Okay, three big ones.
Three big ones, yeah.
But all of those had littler ones,
all of those had littler ones.
They're fracturing.
And the Orthodox, they have different types of Orthodox churches, but they're still all kind of under the same umbrella.
Right.
And even within the Catholic Church, you have different Catholic sects, but they still have papal authority and they still have communion together, but they're just different.
But they're still different.
Yeah.
They're the same, but different.
Yeah, but they're not as fighting as... And then the Protestant Reformation comes along, and that's a bunch of different churches that come out of that. But Martin Luther, he has his 95 Theses, mostly doesn't the idea of indulgences in their system there.
I mean, yeah.
Yeah.
I think if you really believed in a higher power, you would be these indulgences things aren't really good.
And that's funny too, because now you have the health and wealth, prosperity gospel, Jesus Christ, the prosperity gospel, which is very similar to indulgence.
Yeah.
Yeah. So it comes full circle. But
it's funny. Well, it's also too the prosperity gospel. They'll probably be the first people to complain about something carbon credits.
Oh yeah, they would be, and they'd also be the first one to slam the Catholic Church for their idolatry or whatever.
Yeah,
yeah,
yeah. Meanwhile, they're propping up their ministers as weird idols.
Yeah.
Anyway,
like demigods.
Yeah.
And then so obviously with the Reformation, there's a bunch of splits, and we'll talk briefly about some of those. But and then 1534, so Reformation starts 1504, around there. 1500s. 1517 is when the 95 Theses came out. 1534 is when Church of England split from the Catholic Church, and that was kind of a response to the Reformation, but also because the Pope wouldn't give...
Yeah, he wanted to get a divorce, right? Yeah.
And he wouldn't annul it. And so he's like, well, fine, then we're okay with divorce. So we're creating this church. It wasn't,
I mean, that's
just...
when you get into the problem, right, with kings, and you say, like, the king is appointed by God. So, like, why shouldn't they be able to make their own religion at that point?
Yeah.
So.
Yeah, and there were other reasons why other, like, people in England wanted to separate from the Pope, but that's the main reason, is the annulment. That's the reason that they finally were able to do it, is because...
Right.
Yeah.
Right.
And
not,
that's
not
funny.
English enough.
Yeah, exactly.
Too Italian.
Probably. There was probably a long period of time where the Pope was just Italian.
Mm-hmm. That doesn't seem fair.
No, it really doesn't. Have they? No, they haven't had an American Pope yet. That'd be weird.
An American Pope would be cool, though.
Like from New Jersey. Yeah.
The fake Pope can be identified by his high-top sneakers and foul mouth.
And then we have, like, so you have all the different, after the Reformation, everybody's trying to figure it out for themselves, so you have all these different sects. Like, you have the Anabaptists, and they split off into, like, Mennonites and Amish, and then you have Calvinists, and then they end up becoming, like, the Christian Reformed Church, or the Reformers, or... and
Reformers.
And, yeah. More than...
Christians in disguise. Yes.
Damien, do you like privacy?
Oh, I love privacy. I don't want anyone busting in on me, you know what I'm saying?
Yeah, yeah. Like, if I close the door on my apartment, that means none of my neighbors can come in.
Well, you would hope, but I mean, like, in today's day and age, how many times have you signed up for something or just gone to a website and then all of a sudden you're getting emails, you're getting phone calls, you're getting all this shit happening to you that you don't want happening to you?
Yeah. And you know what? You can put a stop to that. Because, like, you know that even if you're in incognito mode, your ISP
they're still watching. What you're doing. And you know what I say? None of their business, those big conglomerates. Why do they get to know what I'm doing?
And for me, like, I like when I'm writing a script or whatever, I like to go to a coffee shop and write it there and use their Wi-Fi. Yep. You want them to have that extra.
Public Wi-Fi is a crazy space to be, and you don't know who else is connecting to it and who has access to those things.
Yeah, have you even seen Mr. Robot?
No.
Oh. do you know there's over 30 million people who have signed up for our next sponsor?
30 million?
Yeah.
30 million people have signed up for our next sponsor.
Mm-hmm.
Who is?
Who is Private Internet Access.
Okay. So, that's fair. They are a private internet access is a VPN provider. And, like, listen, I'm not going to be handing over my computer, my phone to strangers and letting them look at it. Why would I do that? Oh, do you want me to look at your phone?
Yeah, if you want to look through my history. No, don't look through my history.
Oh, my God. And if you want to stop your ISPs from always looking over your shoulder and profiting off your data, because you know that's what these people are trying to do. They're trying to make a buck off of you. And you don't want them to make a buck off of you or two. You need to make your own bucks.
Yeah.
But then you need Private Internet Access, the world's most transparent VPN provider.
Uh-huh.
Mm-hmm.
With over 30 million downloads, we talked about that. This is the perfect software for staying private online as it hides your IP address and encrypts your internet connection.
That's right. And Private Internet Access is really easy to use. There are apps available for all operating systems, and one subscription can protect up to 10 devices at once. Your phone, your computer, your other phone, your tablet, your other tablet.
So you're going to want to go to PIAVPN.com/believeitornot and get 82% off. That's an 82% discount. 82.
That's right. That's just $2.03 a month, and you get an extra 4 months completely free. But you gotta go to PIAVPN.com/believeitornot for a truly private digital life. One last time, PIAVPN.com/believeitornot for 82% discount.
That's pretty good.
And we won't see what you're browsing.
So it's split after split after split.
Mm-hmm.
And now we still have churches splitting all the time. So I thought we'd discuss some of the reasons for church splits.
Right. What I find really funny is that all of these groups seem to think that they're they've got the true religion.
Yeah.
But it's all just the same thing.
Oh, it's all the same thing. Yeah.
It's just coming down to semantics.
Yeah.
But it's a real but actually.
Yeah. Actually. And yeah, a lot of times it is based on doctrinal stuff. But yeah. I really feel like that's like the justification. But because I think a lot of times it's just a power struggle.
Oh, yeah. Oh, for sure. Again, like, I mean, if there's ever going to be a thing that shows like that this is just people trying to gain power and influence, this is what really kind of should be give a giveaway for it.
Yeah. I remember one church that I was going to for a while in Alberta. Mm-hmm. The reason they split was because the music was too... they decided to upgrade their music and make it like a rock band.
Okay.
And, instead of like just the organ or whatever. And... I think what they did was at first they split it into two services. So you had the rock band service and then the other one. Mm-hmm. And then the other one was just getting no people except for old people. So mm-hmm. they started...
Yeah, no shit.
Yeah, they started kind of combining the music styles. And that made a lot of the older people upset and said, oh, you just care about the young kids and you just care about the next generation. So we're going to go do our own thing. And it's like, really? You got to split? Like, you got to leave because the music's too loud? Like,
that's so weird.
And don't you want the next generation? Like, isn't that like kind of the whole fear right now? Is that we're losing the next generation?
No, they don't. They don't. That's the thing. They don't care. They don't really care about this.
No.
They pretend to care about it.
Oh, yeah.
But push comes to shove, they don't care about it.
Not at all.
They want to have a place where people know them, they can feel important, and then they can push around the younger people.
Oh, so true. When I was working as a youth pastor, like, there was a couple of the older women,
mm-hmm.
and it was their church. Like, they owned it, and they were like... I remember one time we had this event, and we had a bunch of kids out and put on a couple bands, and it was just like a fun night.
Mm-hmm.
And then what happened was we used the sound system, but somebody didn't leave a switch on.
Mm-hmm.
They just shut it off at the end of the night. But the woman who was setting up for music the next morning was this older lady, and she didn't know where that switch was because it was just always on.
Okay.
And she flipped out at me as soon as I walked in. I'm like, by the way, the kids had a really good night, and I think it was a good event overall. But thank you for asking me that.
Yeah
there's a switch.
Was this just a lady at the church?
Yeah, or? And I walk in, and the first thing somebody says is, May, I think. Her name wasn't May, but well, it'll be May for this story. May is on the warpath for you.
I'm oh, like, well, fuck you, May.
Okay, cool.
I would have lost my shit at her.
Yeah.
I would have been like, okay. I don't care. Fuck you. Get out of here. Well, I mean, I probably would if I was in the church.
I left shortly after that. It wasn't too long
after that.
I put in my resignation.
But that's what it is. It's a place where they can feel important.
Oh,
and they can push, like, have some authority, quote unquote. I mean, that's what I don't know. That's something that always kind of bothered me about, like, small town things and, like, those tight communities. Like,
oh, yeah.
It's always like, did you know so-and-so did this? Like, I don't care.
Yeah.
I don't give a shit about so-and-so.
Yeah.
They can do whatever the fuck they want. It doesn't affect me. And I don't want them to know about me. That's like my dad tells people, like, everything in town. Everything. So I don't say anything because it's like, I don't know these fucking people. I don't want them to know this shit. Like, I'll meet someone's like, oh, hey, nice to meet you. Oh, your dad told me that you did this, this, and this, and that you're here and there. I'm like, why would he tell you this?
Yeah, why is he?
This isn't information that I want people knowing.
No.
Crazy stuff.
Yeah. So,
and it's the same kind of thing, right? It's like, it makes them feel important. I think a lot of them like the drama.
Yeah.
Honestly.
Oh, yeah. Oh, they love it. Yeah. I got in trouble for...
Getting into trouble.
For having kids that weren't like the kids of... I opened it up to like the kids in the area.
Okay, so non-Christian kids.
Yeah, I opened it up to like non-Christian kids, and I thought they will like this because we're reaching out to non-Christian kids. But no, because we're letting the gangsters in,
the gangsters,
the gang members in.
Where was this?
That was in Calgary.
Were there a lot of gangsters in Calgary?
No.
Okay, I didn't think so.
I think what they saw were people of color.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
Right.
And
well, that makes sense.
Yeah,
then.
This is the church I worked at. That there's actually
that's fucked.
They got in the news later for like there was some talk in their denomination over LGBTQ people, and it was like immediately, like everybody in the church was like, no, this isn't even an issue. Like, of course not. We hate it. But they, this specific church, like, basically held a news conference, like a press conference, to like let people know that they really don't like the gays.
Oh my God.
Yeah. Like, even more so than the rest of them. Like, so it wasn't a great church.
I mean, if you're truly going for like proselytizing and outreach, you would think that bringing in other people in the community would, like, you were, I think you had good instincts there. I mean, I don't think they're good instincts, because you shouldn't be doing that in general.
Exactly.
In my opinion. Well, I mean, I guess you were including kids who maybe weren't having activities. So that's
nice. And that's the thing.
That side of it's nice. The trying to recruit them for Jesus stuff, that I don't like that part.
Yeah.
But then, you know, including kids who might not otherwise had these activities, good. That's nice.
Yeah.
So you were doing good there.
Yeah. And we worked with...
But the people of the church, not good.
Nope, not good at all.
May... Eat my butt.
May was at a different church.
Oh, okay.
I'm combining different things.
Wow, it's all blending together.
It's all blending together.
They're not breaking up. They're getting married in your mind.
What's that?
All these memories. They're not breaking up. They're getting married in your mind.
It's true. Another thing. So we had a church breakup. But the church I grew up in had a split, because what happened was the pastor needed
split?
Surgery.
Okay.
So he had a heart issue. So he had open heart surgery, I think is what it was.
Whoa.
And so he was out for the count. And so the associate pastor, or the assistant pastor, took over and was the pastor, basically. Like, basically the senior pastor, head pastor for like 2 years. And then... When the original pastor was like feeling better, he's like, okay, I'll come back now. And he's like, no, I'm in charge now. And then there was this internal fight. And then so people sided with different pastors, and they had a split based.
That's
over.
Pretty wild.
Yeah.
I feel like in other jobs, that's illegal to do.
To like come back?
Or? No, to like take someone's job when they're away for medical leave. Like, same with if you go on maternity leave. They can't just, like, give your job away.
No, they can't. Yeah. And it was never meant for him to be, like, permanently. He was the interim senior pastor while the pastor who founded the church was on medical leave.
But I bet did he go for a legal route, or did they just split it?
They just split.
Yeah. So there you go. That's the other thing. The church loves to, like, deal with these things internally rather than actually dealing with these issues.
Oh, yeah. And so,
and that's why you have secrets and children getting molested all the time.
Uh-huh. Yeah, because it's never fights over whether or not we're protecting our kids.
No.
That's never what a church splits over.
Why would it be?
No. But like we alluded to, LGBTQIA issues is one of the things that people, churches split over. United Methodist Church in America is splitting over that right now. That's a big one. But we've seen that many times. Where they're voting, and then the votes go south, and then they... I think every time you're at least going to have people leave, but sometimes, or like a number of times, it does just end in a split. Like a straight, we're going to split this way. Yeah, doctrinal fights, like I said, music differences.
Man, these people are so insecure.
Yeah. But church people have also their opinions on the reasons why churches split. So I thought I'd read something. This is from a guy named Dr. Chris Crane, and the website is BMBA, which is a Christian... I don't know what it stands for. But you can look it up on internet. So he says there's 7 reasons why it happens. Pride is the number one. People often behave with self-centeredness, ego, and pride. Yeah.
I mean, I can agree with that.
Yep. Spiritual and emotional immaturity. Maturity helps a person understand the differences in perspective. Yep.
Wait, so they're saying that the people are breaking, like having these splits because they're spiritually immature?
Yeah, and emotionally immature.
Okay.
Yeah.
But that also just feels just like, well, you're just too immature to understand.
Yeah, that's true. Yeah.
It's very dismissive.
It is very dismissive, actually.
I think there are people who maybe are, yes.
Yeah.
But also the people who aren't embracing the changes are also spiritually and emotionally immature.
Yeah.
Exactly. This argument goes both ways.
Yeah. Oh, frig. I might find a way to include it, might make it its own thing, but where it was, it didn't work, so I cut it. But the video I'm working on, I had a thing about Bill Maher and how he's like, I am liberal. I've been liberal forever, and I haven't changed my ideas. It's like, that's not liberal.
Oh, my God.
If you haven't changed your ideas.
That's the thing that I always find wild, is that people kind of just, like, lock in with something. And that's just what they do forever, no matter what. It's like, maybe you should actually, like, listen to what these people are saying now. Parties change, policies change, and it's different depending on who's in charge.
And like, you learn the effect of something, and you're like, oh yeah, I didn't realize it had that effect. I'm going to change my idea on it.
It's just like, yeah, maybe we should look at the track record of these people over the last 20 years instead of just be like, well, this one thing did this 20 years ago, but I've been voting for these people who've just been doing shit every year since then.
Yeah.
But I'll keep voting for them because that's my party.
Yeah, exactly.
Like, no, it's not a sports team.
Exactly, yeah.
Change!
That's why I mean, we need to do it better, but that's why I do like that Canada has more than just the two-party system.
Yeah, I do wish we had a little more, like, we do still need voter reform.
Yeah,
like,
100%.
First past the post isn't the best.
Yeah.
If there was, like, a tiered representative kind of thing, you know what I mean?
Yeah.
Like, that might be a little better. But, like, again, they're fucking up the riding same way like they're kind of doing it in the States, how they're doing the representative voting, right? So like a lot of rural areas are getting more seats for much less people.
Yeah.
But, you know, it's always going to be like, well, the cities shouldn't have that much more. Like, yeah, that's where most of the people are.
Yeah.
That's where most of the money is. So of course they should have more power. Yeah. That's just how it works.
Yeah. Land can't vote.
Yeah. Yeah, it's crazy that like rural communities are like, well, what about us? Like, yeah, I get it. But there's 40 of you. Yeah. There's 40 million of them.
Yeah.
Think about it.
Yeah. And there's like, you know, if you're around more people, you're going to get different perspectives and you're going to usually become more liberal because...
Usually.
Yeah.
There's still a lot of bigots and terrible people in cities.
Yep.
Just because you live here doesn't mean you're not intolerant.
No.
You're just better at hiding it, I think.
That's true.
And you know when you're around the good old boys to talk about it and not the general public.
Yeah.
Oh, it's so gross.
Yep. Change in inflexibility. In reality, change is the norm when policies or priorities change in the church. Misunderstandings and stresses are likely to occur. Yeah. But the problem is, like, you have, in churches, you have a book that you says never change, say never changes, and you have a God you say never changes. So it makes sense that you're creating stubborn people.
Yeah. What if they just change the book?
Yeah, it's true.
Just get a new book.
They do often.
Mary Shelley's Frankenstein.
Oh,
that'd be a good one.
Change it up, yeah.
But then they need one for the modern era, too. Like, what would be a good new book?
I, Frankenstein, the novelization.
Oh, I, Frankenstein. That's true.
Yeah.
Okay, right.
Or was it based on a book? I don't know.
Probably.
Have you seen that movie, I, Frankenstein?
No, I haven't.
I tried to get through it three times last week because I thought it'd be funny. And it was funny, but it was just so
It's a comedy?
Bad. No.
Oh.
No, but it was just so badly written. Ugh.
Is that based on, like, I Claudius? Is that what it is?
I don't know.
I think that's a thing, right? I don't know.
I don't know.
The show I, Claudia? Is that
it's,
what it is?
It's based on iPods.
iPods.
Yeah.
Makes sense. Yeah. True. Steve Jobs.
Steve Jobs did it.
Mm-hmm.
Abuses of power is number four.
Yeah.
Very true.
Really? Yeah.
Yeah.
We know.
Yeah. Church politics.
I think that's tied to number four.
Yeah. Yeah, exactly. Church politics, meaning that we're upset that the pastor is sleeping with the secretary and nobody's saying anything. Is that what they mean? Unclear authority.
I mean, if it's a consensual relationship.
That's true.
Well, no, because there's the workplace dynamics.
Yeah,
that's not good.
Yeah.
However.
Yeah.
Maybe you shouldn't be limiting your people with, saying that they're not allowed to have sex or something like that.
Personality differences, yeah.
Mm.
I mean, yeah, these are all just like...
But that's just like go to a different church.
And I think you can say this about any group splitting up. Like, if you have a sketch comedy group and there's a bunch of infighting, you could probably...
Yeah, I don't usually go spiritual and emotional immaturity.
That's true, yeah.
Maybe emotional.
Yeah.
Yeah. Abuse of power. Church politics don't really factor into most of my sketch groups.
No?
Not usually.
Oh, then you're not doing it right.
That's true.
But I don't know. I'm no expert on sketch groups.
Mm.
I've only been in one, two? Two. ours that we did.
Oh yeah, the out brief candle.
Yeah.
Oh, what a shit show that was.
That was funny.
We just had no direction. I think we could do it better now. Maybe.
Yeah, I think
maybe.
So. Yeah. Yeah.
Maybe.
Maybe. Probably won't try.
Nah, it's fine. This is good. We got other things.
And then this is also from a Christian website, but they asked, it was a Twitter poll, so they asked a bunch of people, and this is the 25 funniest reasons for church splits.
Nice. Number one.
Number one.
Or are we just start at number 10 and go up, like Letterman.
Letterman's dead.
Well, I think he's alive.
Oh, yeah, right. The show's over.
Right.
Number one is argument over the appropriate length of the worship pastor's beard.
What?
Yeah. That. Wow. That. Wow.
Wait. The length shouldn't be longer than the pastor's. The worship. What's the difference between the worship pastor and the pastor?
The worship pastor is the one who leads the music.
Okay. And he can't have a longer beard?
I guess, yeah. I guess that they split over that.
Why? Because they're like, you don't know what that means. His beard is bigger.
Yeah.
You know
what I
mean?
I've seen so many arguments in churches over hats.
Yeah. I know that's a thing, right?
Yeah.
Well, sorry, I'm wearing a hat in here. I hope that's okay. You don't think it's rude, do you?
Oh, I'm so offended.
Are you?
Yeah.
Whoa.
And you're not wearing pants.
That's true. I'm butt-ass naked from the waist down, wearing a crop top.
But it's the hat
cuts off right here.
Yeah.
I'm just freeballing.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Donald Ducking.
I got my shoes on, though.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Sorry. That's why I keep staring down, folks.
You got to air them out. It's hot.
It's true. It is
summertime.
It is a warm day. Fight over whether or not to build a children's playground or to use the land as a cemetery.
Okay.
Our church had a fight over church I grew up in. Somebody donated a bunch of money for a memorial garden for dead babies.
Okay.
Yeah, because
that's depressing.
Yeah. So like they spent a lot of money, but it wasn't really the church's money. It was like donated for this specific purpose, but
right.
To have like this giant garden with a bunch of statues of like parents holding babies and angels and stuff over babies.
Weird.
Yeah,
it was
weird.
I don't really like the idea of cemeteries.
Yeah, no, me neither.
I think they're dumb. I think funerals are kind of weird too.
Yeah.
I mean, I don't mind walking around some of the older ones in the city. Those are fun just because they're big green spaces and they're quiet. But
yeah, that's true. Those
but
are really nice.
I think the idea of it continuing is very strange.
Yeah. Spread my remains at Disneyland.
I just want you
and
to
do not cremate me.
Catapult me into the sun. No, you don't
want
to be.
I just want my remains spread around Disneyland.
Okay. You want to be like wood chippered or like
just chop me up,
rough chopped.
Yeah
like
serial killer chop,
like when you go to like the jerk chicken place and then they just put like the half chicken down and they just chop it into chunks. Yeah, nice.
Yeah,
we can do that. Number three,
a deacon accusing another deacon of sending an anonymous letter and deciding to settle the matter in the parking lot.
Whoa.
Ooh.
deacon fist fights. Well, deacons are just basically volunteers, right?
Yeah.
Appointed volunteers.
They're either appointed or voted in, usually appointed, and then they're like,
just free labor for the church.
Free labor for the church.
Right.
But
so they make it feel
they
important.
They love the power.
That's the thing. It makes you feel important, but you're not actually doing anything important.
No. Board meetings.
It's like podcasting.
Yeah.
Yeah.
A church argument and vote to decide if a clock in the worship center should be removed.
Just make it digital.
Yeah.
Then you don't have to hear the ticking. That's what the problem is, right? The ticking?
Maybe it was the ticking.
I don't know.
We had every church I went, like, the church I went to when I was a kid, they changed, they upgraded their building because it kept growing, so they kept, like, building new sanctuaries, but it always had a digital clock in the back,
mm-hmm.
and I think it was that you could subtly look back instead of, like, subtly
checking your watch.
Or
is it for like the pastor, so they know their time,
the pastor,
right?
So he knew
like,
the time.
That's my time. See you guys. Have a great night.
Because when you have multiple services, because they
had
two services in the morning, so when you have multiple services, you have to be done by a certain time.
Yeah, they don't have like a guy at the back giving them the light and letting them be able to wrap it up, right?
Yeah.
I guess the Lord maybe could do that for them.
And what's with the person who always misses the light?
Because
like for me, when I was doing stand up, I could barely like think about my set because I was so worried that I would miss the light.
Yeah.
Maybe that's why I was bad at stand-up.
Well, they're just people who don't care about it. That's what it is.
Yeah, that's true.
I guess if you're on a roll and people are laughing, they're like, this is fine.
Yeah, but I've seen people who are not getting a single laugh and they're just blowing through the
oh,
light.
Oh, yeah, yeah, yeah. They don't care.
No.
For people who don't know, when you do like stand-up comedy in a lot of like smaller venues and stuff, what they'll do is you have like a set time, and usually at like when you have a minute or two left, they'll put up a little light in the back to let you know that your set's almost done.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And when you're doing open mics, it's a bunch of other comedians just mm-hmm. waiting for their time, and it's depressing as hell if they, because they don't care about your set. Like,
no, they don't care.
You have to be really funny to make them laugh. Like, mm. yeah. And sometimes they just talk in the back.
Yeah.
A 45 minute heated argument over the type of filing cabinet to purchase, black or brown, 2, 3, or 4 drawers.
I just can't imagine caring that much about any of this stuff.
No.
Who fucking cares? Just buy it. If it was for your house, different, sure. Yeah. But for the church, who fucking cares?
Yeah, exactly.
What does it matter? Does it hold the things it needs to hold?
Yeah.
Who cares? Doesn't matter.
But do you want it to be aesthetically pleasing or just cost effective? It's a filing cabinet. It's going to be right there. You have to see it every day.
Who gives a shit?
That's true.
It's a fucking filing cabinet. Either way, it's going to be an ugly big rectangle.
And just save stuff digitally, folks.
Yeah, quit printing.
Print a PDF.
Yeah, what are you printing anymore?
Print a PDF.
Print a PDF.
A fight over which picture of Jesus to put in the foyer.
This is a good one.
Yeah.
This is a good one. They should just have a collage.
Yeah. I read a thing. No, I watched a video of interviewing the guy who played Jesus in the 70s movie Jesus of Nazareth.
Jesus is Nazareth?
Jesus of Nazareth.
Oh.
And he gets annoyed because he'll just see his picture in churches because they just use a picture of him.
Well, that's like what I've seen so many people. They have the picture of Ewan McGregor as
as Obi-Wan. Yeah.
That's a good
so
one.
So good. Oh, a petition to have all church staff clean shaven. Yep. I remember I was at a church, and I've talked to the youth pastor since then about it because we both kind of have moved on from churches. But he put out a memo. I was a volunteer, and he put out a memo that volunteers aren't allowed to drink in their personal time, aren't allowed to drink alcohol in their personal time anymore.
Okay.
And it was like we went to a church that it wasn't a rule that people weren't allowed to drink. And all of a sudden it's like, oh, by the way, you have to cut this part of your life out.
Right.
It's like,
but it's also like, none of your fucking business.
Yeah, exactly.
Are you going to come to my house and check?
Yeah, and he lost so many volunteers over
that. Of course he's going to. As soon as you start trying to police people when they're not there, especially if they're when they're in a place where they're not even getting paid.
Yeah.
I mean, when you're getting paid, that's also fuck you. You can't control me when I'm not on the job.
Yeah. But oh, exactly.
Same thing. It's just like, we're volunteering to help you.
Yeah.
You need us. We don't need you.
Yeah.
So fuck off. Yeah. I'm going to go home and have a beer.
The reason I quit that church, actually, that was the one where I got yelled at for inviting like the community and stuff, is I was a volunteer there, and the youth pastor sat all the volunteers down and just for an hour talked about how bad we were.
Are you serious?
Yeah. And at the end, I just blew up at him.
I'm surprised you stayed.
Man. So the whole time, I'm like looking around. All the other volunteers just have this angry look on my face. And I'm slowly like, I put my jacket on. And then I got my bag. And
I
would have
left right away. As soon as they start going on, I was like, I don't need this.
And then
finally,
I was just like, fuck you, man.
Yeah.
And I lost it on him. And we argued for a long time. And I was like, we're not getting paid.
Mm-hmm.
And like just a list of like, the way he talks to us, because he always talked like we were his volunteers, like we were doing this for him and not because, like, for me it was a school credit,
mm-hmm.
and for other people it was just because they liked the kids, and I liked the kids too and I wanted to help them, but part of it was I was doing it for a school credit. And it's like, I'm not doing this because I love you and I like
want I'm not doing this as a personal favor to you.
And it just pissed me off so much. I was like, I'm out of here, I can find another place to volunteer.
Mm-hmm.
Like, it was bullplop. I still do
volunteering's
not like
a scam,
and it is. Well, it can be. I'm gonna skip a few. Let's see. A dispute in the church because of the Lord's Supper, which is communion, had a cranberry grape juice instead of just grape juice. what, probably just one of the...
stupid.
Yeah.
So stupid.
Let's see here.
Isn't it supposed to be wine, though?
In Protestant churches, a lot of time, it is just grape juice.
But, like, originally it was supposed to be wine.
It was originally supposed to be wine.
So using cran grape shouldn't fucking matter.
It shouldn't
then.
Matter at
so
all.
So you should shut
you
up.
You could use Coca-Cola, and it's just, like...
Fizzy.
Yeah, it'd be nice.
Ooh, refreshing. They'd probably be warm, though.
Yeah, it would be.
I don't want a warm Coke.
Yeah. And it's, like, I get now why, but, like, there was, like, this fight to be... My uncle is, like, very big on, like, he runs the communion, mm-hmm. and he runs all the ushers and stuff. I don't think he does anymore. I think he's retired from it. But he was, like, this was a point of pride for him. And there was an episode of Everybody Loves Raymond about this where it's, like, you do that because then you're not actually in church. You're just out getting this stuff ready. And I don't know if that was the reason for... I think for my uncle, it was just... a point of pride for him, and he was like, it was a power trip, but
to get the communion ready,
yeah, to get be in charge of that and be in charge of the ushers who, like,
that's so funny.
Yeah,
I mean, I don't mean to, like, belittle people, but it feels like such a tricking kids into doing things to make them feel important, you know?
Yeah,
like, because it's just like, oh yeah, get the crackers and the juice.
Yeah.
Oh yes. Oh, what an honor.
Yeah,
thank you, sir. Like, no, you're just getting crackers and juice for your freaking make-believe ceremonies.
Yeah, and it was, like, Dwight level of, like, the power gone to your head, the small amount of power gone to your head.
Yeah.
Or, like, that Kids in the Hall sketch where he gets promoted to, like, head of copying.
Yeah. Do they ever show the priest, but when they're giving communion, do they ever show him wash his hands before he gives it?
Good question. My church did the little cups.
Hmm.
And then when I worked at the Lutheran church, they did the pour, and then, but they'd wipe
like
they
tilt your head back and dump the bottle.
Yeah.
But you know what I mean? Like,
yeah.
Cause I know some of them, they'll like put it on your tongue, right?
Yeah.
Yeah.
I hope they wash their hands, but
I've never seen it.
They probably just got raped from doing whatever with the altar boys. And then, so then we got,
I was more thinking about, you know, like peeing and pooping, but right. Yeah. I guess all the other stuff too.
Yeah. Wash your hands, priests, right. No matter what you do. An argument on whether or not the church should allow deviled eggs at the church meal.
What about devil food cake?
A lot of churches call it doubled eggs too.
Doubled eggs?
Instead of deviled eggs, because it sounds... And some of them call it angel eggs. Yeah.
But it's not.
It's not.
We know. It's like right now, we're on the 13th floor.
Yeah.
But the button says 14.
Mm-hmm.
We know what floor.
We know. A disagreement over the term potluck instead of pot blessing.
Oh, jeez.
Yeah.
Oh,
this can't be full church splits over this. Like, maybe a couple people left, but, like, are we really doing a full church split? Like... I don't know. An argument in the church over who has access to the copy machine.
I just read the next one. I read ahead. That one's a good one.
21. Some church members left the church because one church member hid the vacuum cleaner from them. It resulted in a major fight and split. Oh, my God.
That's good.
That's really good.
That's good.
Oh, we had one volunteer custodian guy at our church who also just got these power trips. We were setting up for my brother's wedding. I had, like, flown across the country to come for my brother's wedding, right?
Yeah.
And but we were working all morning setting up, and we took a lunch break. My sister brought us lunch, and she hadn't been there all morning. So she brought us lunch, but she had already eaten before she came. So she brought us lunch. We sat down and started eating, and my sister started doing some work in the auditorium decorating.
Yeah.
Not a big deal. We're eating. She had already eaten. And the custodian came over and was like, your sister's doing all the work and you're doing nothing? And I'm like, we're eating our lunch. And he's like, get up, boys. Like, no, we're actually adult men and we're not going to listen to you. We're just going to eat our lunch now.
Yeah. That's so funny. Like, get up, boys, and do this. Like, no.
No. Who are you?
Who are you? That's like if you're getting on, like, public transit and they're like, You freeloaders sitting around while the driver's driving around. Get up, boys. Now you drive the bus for a while. Exactly.
What? I love, whenever like I'm sitting on the bus and somebody like tells me to stand up for somebody else. And it's like,
yeah,
sometimes no. I will, but I'm not in the priority seating right now. And there's other people. But you're looking at me because you think I'm just a young guy who like,
yeah,
should stand up. And it's like, you don't know what I'm going through today. No. You don't know, like, I could be having a flare up. My foot could be, like, insanely sore. And
totally.
Yeah.
Or any other number of things.
Exactly.
You could have worked a 14-hour shift on your feet and you need to sit down. You could have back problems.
Yeah.
Or you just don't want to get up because you already have a seat.
Yeah. Exactly.
Whatever.
Yeah. My friend, once he was watching Garden State on his, it was an iPod, actually, an iPod video.
iPod video, yeah.
But he was watching the movie Garden State while sitting. And he has a lot of medical issues. And he was sitting on the C train in Calgary. And these two ladies came on dressed for the Calgary Stampede. Mm. So, like, cowboy hats, all that stuff. Like, the cowboy skirts.
Yeah,
stuff.
Yeah.
And the one lady looks at him and then looks back at her friend and go, back in my day, people would get up for ladies on the train.
Oh, fuck you.
And my friend's like, and back in my day, I could watch Garden State without being interrupted by hee-haw.
That's good.
So, there's a lot more issues there. An argument over whether fake dusty plants should be removed from the podium.
You know, sorry, going back to that, the funny thing, them saying back in my day, people would get up for two ladies. I would also say back in your day, you couldn't vote. So yeah. Shut up. You wouldn't have had a say.
Yeah.
You would have been home right now.
Exactly.
Fuck you. Ay, 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 ay.
Yeah. So there's usually a lot of dumb reasons why.
Dumb.
Split up, but. In the end of the day, it's like the Bible has to be more clear.
Well, who's going to clarify it?
Jesus Christ.
Oh, true.
He's got to come down.
He's got to write that sequel.
Yeah.
Can you imagine his publisher has been like hounding him for 2,000 years? Jesus, you really got to get on this book. Random House has been after me for months. You already blew through your advance. What are you doing?
But I gave them the Book of Mormon. Only weirdos read that one.
They didn't even think it was you. You wrote it under a different name. Like, what is going on? What is this, some Chris Gaines shit? Just write the Bible too and get it over with. Is that what it'd be? Or would it be like the Third Testament?
The New Testament.
The
newest Testament.
The newest Testament.
It's like after they make a movie with like the last in the title.
Oh.
They think it's going to be the last movie and then they decide to make another sequel. So they got to figure out like the actual last or like.
Would it be like Crystal Pepsi? Like new New Coke.
New Coke, yeah. Well, anyways, folks, we're going to thank our patrons here. Unless you have any other thoughts on church splits.
No, I think that they're just going to keep arguing. And, and no matter what they do.
No matter what.
And that's okay.
Yeah.
Break up.
Break up.
It's better for both of you. Don't stay together for the kids. Mm-mm. It's not good.
No.
Oh, my God. Wow. Thank you so much. Thank you so much.
Hey, everybody. Welcome to our beautiful time of Bibles.
Thank you for coming today to the Bible Time of Beauty, where we examine the beauty of the Bible, not just aesthetically, but also some words.
Some words, like the beautiful words in the Song of Solomon.
Mm-hmm. Or the beautiful words in the Song of the South. That wasn't the Bible, right?
That wasn't the Bible.
I missed last week's sermon, so I apologize.
No, it's okay. You were...
I have a bit of a cold, so...
Yeah, and you were at Disneyland.
I was at Disneyland in 1968.
Yep. But we have some people to pray for.
That's right. So if we could please all bow our heads for a moment of prayer for our good friends Tammy and Serpentine 144, and let's not forget good old Daniel P.
Mm-hmm.
Amen.
A beautiful name.
Beautiful indeed.
Serpentine 144.
Yeah. I was thinking of naming my child Serpentine 143.
Oh.
Mm-hmm.
You can, when I have one.
Yeah, when you have one.
With my my wife-to-be.
My wife.
My wife, indeed. And then once we're married, we will have so many serpentine children.
Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm.
But I have a very special prayer request.
Oh, yeah.
For Melissa.
Ah.
Melissa has really cool sunglasses.
Mm-hmm.
Probably the coolest sunglasses anyone's ever seen. Mm. When you see Melissa, you're like, whoa, those are cool sunglasses. But unfortunately for everybody, Melissa will not let me put them on and dry them.
That's fair.
I just want to take one selfie, Melissa.
Mm-hmm.
So we just lift up Melissa in prayer, all the skies.
Lift Melissa up. And I have a special prayer request for our friend Brent today. And much like Melissa, Brent doesn't have a nice pair of sunglasses, which is rather unfortunate because Brent has a terrible habit of staring directly into the sun.
Mm.
And I've been telling Brent over and over again, listen, you can't do that. But if you're going to do it, at least get a cool pair of sunglasses like Melissa has, or at least ask her where Melissa got those sunglasses so that way we could find out where to buy sunglasses like that for us and maybe you as well. So, yeah. Brent, please stop staring into the sun if you can avoid it.
Amen. And speaking of glasses, I have a very special prayer request for who I assume is pronounced Ayo, Ayo.
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 Ayo, Ayo, oh, Ayo, Ayo.
Ayo. They just bought a pair of glasses made by Apple.
Ah, the Apple ski goggles.
Mm-hmm. And what happened was they were just not paying rent for 4 months in order to afford it.
And, thought about that.
Yeah, 5 months, maybe 6 months in some places, but yeah.
Pro tip, do it in the winter. They can't evict you in the winter.
And then in the summer, it doesn't matter where you live because you have your Apple goggles.
That's right. Yeah. Virtual reality is reality when it's warm outside.
That's right.
Mm-hmm.
Amen.
Amen.
So we just lift all these people up to you, lift my them Lord up, and Savior.
Raise Tony them up. Hawk. Put them closer to the Lord.
Ba-pow! Catch you on the flip in the Christian music category.
Can't you see you're not making Christianity better? You're just making rock and roll worse.
Jesus' fault. The song's called Jesus' Fault.
Jesus' Fault.
By Zach Williams and Walker Hayes. I think Zach Williams is the singer, or maybe they sing it together.
Jesus' Fault.
It goes like this. That Bible by the bed ain't a coaster no more.
Okay.
It's still got some rings from the bottles before, but that red letter mercy put an end to my thirsty. That Bible by the bed ain't a coaster no more. Well, I told my old man that I loved him today, and he said it back before he drove away. Been stubborn like my father. We were oil and water, but I told my old man that I loved him today. I guess that's what happens when he chases you down. Everything's different. There's a new me in town. I think he is like God chases you because it's capital.
Yeah, God came and was like, tell your dad you love him.
Yeah.
And he's like, I don't want to tell my dad I love him. He's a mean drunk. And he beat me
with the Bible.
With the Bible. That's why it's got those rings on it.
Yeah.
Because he was spanking my bottom raw. Exactly. My bare bottom, leaving butt rings
bare
on it.
Back.
Bare back butt and balls.
Everything's different. There's a new me in town. I don't wake up angry at the mirror on the wall. So if you miss the old me, well, that's Jesus' fault. Yeah, Sundays don't make me feel sad like they did. She don't have to drag me like she does our kids.
Why would Sundays make you feel sad before?
Because you're hungover?
Oh. But you got the day
off. Oh, no, because he still had to go to church. His wife would drag him to church. But now he goes freely. And he probably just hands out communion.
So IP freely.
IPA freely.
Whoa.
That doesn't work as well.
Yeah, and you're not allowed to have that, though.
No. I can do alcohol-free IPA.
That's true.
Yeah.
Like just a partake or something?
Yeah. But I barely drink non-alcoholic beer. Because, apparently... Well, for one, it's still not good for my foot issue. And number two, it's like when you don't have the alcohol, you really don't want more than two beers.
What's wrong with that, though?
Like, That's good, but like,
what's wrong with that?
And then like, I don't like crave a beer anymore. Like, I don't want to like have a beer and then the six pack just sits in the fridge for a couple weeks.
Oh, that's me. Okay, that's how I drink. I have so much beer in my fridge.
Yeah, that's true. Yeah. You could just throw a party. You should just like throw parties once in a while.
I'm basically, well, I had a bunch of it and I just told Colin, like, have at it.
Yeah.
But
yeah. And then he drank it at night.
No, he's very slow with it. I have to keep reminding him.
Oh, okay.
He's forgetful.
He's not like I was. Just drink your rum.
Whatever.
Yeah, so that's Jesus' fault. That's my fault.
Well, that's Jesus' fault, yeah, okay?
Drink your rum ham. Your
that's
rum
Jesus'
ham.
Fault. Yeah. You were doing communion with yourself.
Exactly.
Yeah, you were communing with yourself and the Lord.
Amen.
Amen.
Bye, everybody.
Bye-bye.
Work, 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 Sky Moon.
My sibling sent me this joke yesterday. What's Whitney Houston's favorite coordination?
Coronation?
Coordination.
Coordination.
And I...
Planning for your next trip? Elevate your travel style with Quince. Quince has all the jet-setting essentials you'll want for your next getaway, like European linen, premium luggage options, buttery soft Italian leather bags, and so much more. And is all priced at 50 to 80% less than similar brands. Plus, Quince only works with factories that use safe and ethical manufacturing practices. Pack your bags with high-quality essentials you'll be wearing for vacations to come with Quince. Go to quince.com/pack for free shipping and 365-day returns.